I am thankful tonight to be here. Y'all pray for me, because I tell you what, I can't do nothing if the Lord don't get a hold to me. I'll just tell you straight up, and can't nobody else do nothing neither. My mind's going 411 different places. Have you ever been there? Well, it's going there tonight, I'm telling you. And I remember this brother Melvin used to get up and he'd go talk on one thing. Next thing I know, he's over on somewhere else. Then he's over here. And then I go back to the house. I've been known to do a little of that myself. Now, Lord, why did I do that? Why? You know, Lord knows. And I want you to bear with me. Let me get where I want to get at here. Give me a little bit. A lot of people, they call themselves preachers, and they'll sit down and they'll get that scripture and they'll run over it for a whole week, and here's what I'm going to talk on. I had a guy stop me one morning. Sunday morning, I went to check my cows, and I come back, and it's early in the morning. And this guy, he was a denomination preacher, and he stopped. He said, "Have you done got your sermon made up? What you going to talk on?" I said, "Brother, I don't ever do that." "You don't?" I said, "No, I don't do that." I said, I feel if you're called by God to preach the word of God, God will tell you what you want to talk on when you get there. Beloved, tonight, we're here to give the Lord the praises. You know, we had a revival over at home here just a few weeks back, and one of my things, when I'd pray, when I go up to church, I do this. When I go in the morning, church cut the air on Sunday mornings, I kneel down at the altar. I'm in there by myself, and I go to praying. And I do this during their revival, and I go cut the air on. I kneel down, Brother Josh, and here's one of the things I pray. Lord, would you bless this service? Lord, would you look to our lost, that they might hear the word of God and that they would draw them in? Would you touch your children and bless them and heal our sick? Beloved, if we get our hearts and our minds lifted up to the Lord, these things, Brother Randy, will happen. Beloved, if we come one mind and one accord, Brother Rusty, touching and agreeing. So tonight, I want you just to bear with me just a little bit. And I hope that I can say something to help somebody. I sure don't want to say nothing to hurt nobody. You know, and I'm going to go a little bit different about this, and I'm going to talk, and I might read a little bit, and I might talk. We'll see. But when coming to the altar, I'm going to talk to you as lost. When coming to the altar, when you come in, maybe you come once or twice, and you saying, "Well, I don't feel nothing now. I didn't feel nothing last night." Maybe you didn't feel a thing when you come to altar last night, or maybe you felt something last night, or maybe it was Sunday morning, you didn't feel nothing. Here's why. When you was a kid, when you went to your daddy and you wanted something, you said, "Daddy, can I have this?" Daddy say, "No, son, you can't have it. Go on." But you come back again and say, "Daddy, but I want it. Can I have this?" And you beg and pleaded, "Lord, Daddy, but I want it." Bear what I'm saying. Now listen. This analogy goes just by forsaking the Lord. When I get through, you'll see why. When I was seeking the Lord, I did that. Very same thing. "Lord, I need your help. I can't get nowhere without you, Lord. I'm ruined if you don't save my soul." And I went to begging for the Lord, and I felt the power of God, Brother Randy. And the next thing I know, I went for a while, and I feel the trembling power of God on me, and then there, I didn't feel nothing. Whoa. What's this? I don't feel nothing. I mean, go down there and pray for about 2 or 3 minutes, get up and just go back to the bench and sit down. I got worried. I hope you get worried. Because I thought, Brother Rusty, have I let my time has passed? Has the Lord done bid me to come and I have drug my feet, as the old saying, the old folks used to say, and I hadn't surrendered my life to the Lord because I'm still holding on to something that's over here, that's trivial, that amounts to nothing. They'll take you down to torment. Think about this. Well, my friends, I can't give up my friends. Beloved, I want you to know those friends that you've got right now will push you out of the way if they could to get in the gates of glory. That's your friends. But here's what I did. I didn't feel the Lord that. I went down and prayed. Next time I said, oh man. And here's what I did. I turned around and I got to praying at home, and I got to praying in the woods, I got to praying down in the junkyard. Wherever, Brother Lonnie, I could get off to myself, and I could go down and go to praying, Lord, would you, God, have mercy on my soul? And I went to talking to him from my heart, not from this mouth, but I went to begging him and I, saying, Lord, if you don't save me, I'm ruined, I'm going to a devil's hell. I got word about my soul. Have you got word about your soul now? You come into the altar and you saying, I want it. But how bad do you want it? Now, let's go back to the kid deal wanting that from the daddy. Now you see where we're coming from now? You kept bugging daddy because you wanted that candy or you wanted that bicycle, and guess what? You eventually got it. That's the point I'm getting at. You got to keep knocking at the door, as Brother Melvin used to say, Lord, it's me again. You got to want this more than life itself. That's how bad you've got to want this. And I'll tell you something else. You'll have to die to your ways. Every person that I have seen receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost died out of their ways. They went out. They don't know how long they was out. If they was out a minute or 2 seconds or 1 second or however long they went out. They left this world. Their mind went blank. And that trembling power of God was upon them. It is the drawing power of God that He's sending down to you. And you got to take a hold of that and believe that God will give you the Holy Ghost. You got to believe that He is rewarded to them that diligently seek Him. Beloved, this salvation is real. It is real as that light shining right there. His power is as real as that light. That's how real it is. We're not up here talking, playing games. I'm telling you something that is truly real.
God bless you.
And if you want this salvation that I'm talking about, all you got to do is surrender your life to the Lord and repent of your sins, and God will give you the Holy Ghost. Truly repent. I heard a comment was made one time. A fella said, well, I feel like I repented. When he said that, I'm over now. No.
Kind of hurt his feelings when I said that, Brother Lonnie.
I said, nah, because here's scripture. When you fully repent of your sins, you can go to the Bible and find this. God will give you the Holy Ghost. Do you understand that? Tonight, you can sit down and read this. I'm just going to quote a few words. It says, cry out. It says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Tonight, what is keeping you? That's in the 58th chapter of Isaiah. If you don't sit down and read that and flip the horn over and read 59th chapter 2. Yeah. But what is keeping you from receiving salvation tonight? It is your sins. Think about it. You young folks, you think you've got the world by the tail. You think you've got all this time to spend. I'm just 19, 16, whatever. I'm just this, Brother Rusty. I got a long life before me. Beloved, I want you to know you don't know how long you've got before you.
God bless you.
We can go to the graveyard. You can find them when just newborns, and you can find them when they were teenagers, and you can find them when they're 40 years old. We lost one over the home about a year and a half ago, a little over a year and a half. Actually, this then December will be 2 years. It broke all our hearts. I mean, just stunned us, buddy. I mean, it hurt us. And here's the thing about it. I had seen him in an altar praying to God. Now where he stands today, brother, it's between him and God. But bless the Lord, today I'm talking to you. It's between you and Lord. If you want salvation, come to God and seek Him with your whole heart. Soul, strength, and mind.
Glory.
Why stand twixt two opinions, Brother Lonnie? If God be God, then let's serve Him.
God bless you.
If you want salvation, let the world go on by.
God.
I knew a man one time went to the altar. He said, I just can't give up my friends. Lord, they'll step all over you. Beloved, them friends, I don't want that kind of friend. I got more friends now than I can shake a stick at, the old saying is. I got some friends I can reach down, I can call, brother, and I can say, I need your prayers. I need you to pray for me. And somebody will get in touch with the Lord. That's the friends I want.
God bless him.
When I'm laying at death row and I can say, Lord, I'm sick. I remember one time, it's been some years back, I was at home sick and I thought I was going to die. I did. I don't know what it was. Some bug, something. I told my wife, I said, I think I'm fitting to die. Thank the Lord. Somebody must got hope to heaven because I got to feeling better a little while later. Gee, that's the friends I want. Somebody touch heaven. Death is real and it's knocking at your door. Had a young man come to my door here a while back one evening. He said, will you preach my funeral? I said, son, you're preaching your funeral right now as you walk. I said, I'll tell you what I will do. I'll say a few words over it, but I said, you're preaching your funeral as you walk. Do you understand what I'm saying this tonight?
Godly.
Beloved, I wish you would turn your life over to the Lord, and it's not hard. Bear with me. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. That's in the 59th chapter. But, listen to this, what he said here now. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongues hath murdered perverseness. If I pronounce that word right. None calls for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Where are we at today?
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Are we not there today?
Yeah.
God bless him.
One scripture says they love them. We live in a society, they love pleasure more than do loving the Lord. Hey, it ain't nothing to get up and go down next to the lake and you see people running down the road. See, it's on Sunday mornings, they'll be running down the road with the boats. They ain't worried about church. They going to the lake.
Yeah.
Or they going fishing. Or they going somewhere else, but they ain't coming to the house of God to worship God. Sad part is, Brother Lonnie, when they get sick and they get down out, then they'll come to church. Will you pray for me? Will you? Then when the children of God get around and pray for them, Lord, look towards them. They up and going out the door and go back doing the same old thing they did before. That's the sad part.
God bless.
Because the next time they're going to get it and they're going to come and God's going to just what I see right there. Not I, but the scripture said he'd turn his face from you. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about tonight. Tonight can be your night. If you want salvation more than you want life itself. The word of God said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Think about that. How hungry are you for salvation? How bad do you want this? One scripture says, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Think about that. What would you give? Everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened.
Yes.
And that'll come to pass. Or what man is there of you whom his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? In other words, if you ask the Lord for the Holy Ghost, he's not going to give you nothing else but the Holy Ghost. But did you know you have to make your request known? Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. I need your touch. Think about that. If you asked a fish, will he give him a serpent? No. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? That's a question mark. You can go on down and read a little more. And he tells us about whatsoever you would that man should do to you, do you even also to them. In other words, if you want somebody to treat you right, be good to you, be good to them.
Yeah.
If you want somebody to speak soft words, let me get it out of here, soft words and be kind instead of grouchy and bitterness, well, you speak bitter, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Think about it. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
See, he says many are called, but few are chosen.
Think about that. You can go on down and read the rest of that. It's in the 7th chapter of Matthew there, and he talks about the false prophets.
There's a lot of them out here too.
Yeah.
A lot of them. And also you'll hear some on TV and some around says, just send me so much money and the Lord will bless you for it. Well, do you know a true man of God is preaching the Word of God? He's not going to say, send me money. First thing he's going to say is he's going to worry about your soul, where it's going to rest for eternity. That's what he's worried about. He's not worried about your dollar. But see, them as false prophets are going to worry about the dollar, because that's what they're after, the almighty dollar. Beloved, tonight I encourage you to seek God while you have the opportunity. We have coming out of this going on the 4th year, I guess you might say, of this pandemic. And it's starting to open up. But I'm going to tell you something. Just think about what we just went through. Past going on 4 years now. Did you know there's coming an earthquake coming that's going to shake this world like it's never been shook before?
Yeah.
Think about it. It's coming.
I heard a man talking the other morning. I was down where I was working at. He's a retired U.S. Marshal. And he was talking about business and everything. He said, you know, said this is what we went through. They said it's been like a storm. He said, now analysts are saying, he said, hang on, we got nothing coming. It's going to be a hurricane. So we just went through a storm. He said, now we're going to have one coming. He said, hang on,
it's going to be like a hurricane.
Yep.
Beloved, if you have been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, received this good, sweet Holy Ghost, come what may, whatever it is, hurricane, storm, or whatever, you'll have that seal God puts in your heart. You won't fear nothing.
If it's your time to go, you say, let's go.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to die? No, nobody wants to die. It wasn't appointed from the beginning. We were supposed to die to start with, if you go back in the Old Testament.
But now we're going to leave this walk to life, sooner or later. But beloved, I want you to know that this salvation that I keep coming back to you, I want you to know that it's between you and God. This salvation is not between you and me.
Yep.
It's between you and the Lord. And when you obey this form of doctrine that has been delivered unto you, Jesus will turn to the Father. And Brother Randy, and God will pour out the gift of the Holy Ghost upon you. And it'll fall like the dew falling upon it, all upon the ground. And your tongue will testify back to the Father in which it comes.
Thank you, God.
And the tongue is not the Holy Ghost. The tongue is the evidence that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yeah. God bless.
And when the Holy Ghost comes down, that tongue hadn't changed since the day of Pentecost. It's still the same tongue. And it won't be none of this hodaka, hodaka. Won't be no shimmy, shimmy. Won't be none of that stuff.
I know where that comes from.
Beloved, that Holy Ghost tongue will testify back to the Father. And when a person receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there's three things that come with it. It's called love, joy, and peace.
When I got out of the altar that night and God gave me the Holy Ghost, I loved everybody. Still love everybody.
I had a peace of mind that knowing when God said, David, you got to go, that I am peace with my God.
Yeah, thank you.
Love everybody and peace with my God. Joy. Oh, man. You talking about joy. Woo.
I was a happy boy. Just like Sister Ashley was that night when she received the Holy Ghost at home. Her eyes got that big. I got the Holy Ghost.
And I'm going to tell you something. She was happy and everybody else was too.
Beloved, it'll make you want to shout.
I ain't kidding. Hey, boy, you think you can catch a live rabbit then? I'm serious. You feel good. And here's what got me when God saved my soul that night. Here's the way I looked at it. The God of this creation, the same God that spoke the world in existence, Brother Lonnie, spoke to me and said, you are my chosen vessel. Let me tell you something. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead, or let's go back to the same power that rose Lazarus from the dead. You ever read about when Lazarus, when Jesus stepped out and cried out with a loud voice, and Lazarus come forth? He'd been dead, what, for 3 days, I believe it was?
Yeah. Yep.
4 days. And he came out. And here's the thing. Here's what I'm getting at. That what you feel will be the same power that rose Jesus, Lazarus. Think about that. That's the same power. And that's what I thought about that night. I said, that's the same power that rose them. I got to feel that same power. The same God that spoke the world in existence looked to me and gave me salvation. Hey, that mean a lot to me. You know, people have been around kings. You talking about your daddy being around kings and queens. That's great. But I'm around the King of Kings, brother.
Yeah.
The Lord of Lords. And when my time comes, I get to go home and I get to be with him. That is the best thing about this. Think about that. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to be there where... be with those saints of God that's done going on. You know, I thank my Lord because he died for all of us. He didn't die just for me or just for you, but he died for everybody. He said, whosoever, let him come. Whosoever. So tonight, I'll get out of the way and let Brother Rusty feel like coming up and say something. I encourage you that's lost to seek God. I encourage you to turn your heart over to the Lord. And you're saying in your mind, you're saying, well, I want it, but I don't want it right now. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If the Lord's knocking at your heart, saying, come, you better go. You better go. Because if the Lord's knocking at your heart and you turn around and you say, I'm not going to go. I'm going to wait maybe some other time. Have you even realized this in your head, who you are rejecting? Think about this. Think about it. You're rejecting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You think you're a hierarchy than our Lord and Savior? Than our God?
Yep.
Think about this. And you're rejecting him? I'm going to wait till later. You're putting him off? No. All you're doing is putting damnation upon yourself. If you read over in that 58, 59 chapter of Isaiah, he talks about that.
Yeah. Yep.
So tonight I encourage you, if the Lord's knocking at your heart, run to him. Don't worry about your friends. Don't worry about neighbors. Don't worry about what mom and daddy's going to say. If mom and daddy don't see it this way, well, listen, this is an individual thing. This is between you and the Lord. Not between you and God, you and mama or daddy or grandparents, but it's between you and God. Seek him while you can be found. Because the Word of God said, no man go to God lest he be drawn. It takes the drawing power of God. And beloved, if you get to feel that drawing power of God when you're in this altar praying, I use the word latch on, just as Jacob wrestled with an angel, if you read about that.
Yeah.
That's the analogy I use. But what I'm trying to get a point over to you is trust in the Lord, believe that that is the power of God, and believe that God will give you the Holy Ghost. Let me ask you a question tonight. Do you think, you're seeking, do you think the Lord will give you the Holy Ghost?
God help.
I'll stand now. I've done this for a purpose. Do you think the Lord will give you the Holy Ghost?
Bless
you.
If you say, well, I don't know and I just don't believe you'll give it to me, well, no. I want you to know you just downed yourself right there. The Word of God said you have to believe that he is, and he is the rewarder to them that diligently seek him. The word believe means to trust. Do you trust that God will give you the Holy Ghost? Do you believe that God will save your soul? If you believe that God will save your soul and come seek him with your whole heart, soul, strength, and mind, deny thyself all these other things the world's trying to offer you, and come to God, Brother Rusty, God will give him the Holy Ghost. He'll give you the Holy Ghost. This is not no high thing that somebody, some big scholar is going to work out and tell you how to get to it in pencil and paper. This is between you and the Lord. It's about
the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, brother. Hey. Think about that. I didn't mean to talk as long as I did. Like I said, when I come, I've not sat down to talk and depend on what I'm going to talk on. I'm going to talk this, I'm going to talk that. I come lead, let the Lord, I said, come down the road. Lord, let me say something that I can say something to the lost to help them to get to you. Let me say something that I can say to the children of God to help them. Beloved, that's what I want to do. Because I don't want to be a hindrance to nobody. So, beloved, tonight I want to encourage you that's lost to believe that you can receive it. To the children of God, I want to encourage you, tell you to hold on, because there's a better day of coming if we'll just trust in the Lord. Hold on.